Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle, the show where we dive deep into the world of fitness, health, business, relationships, and the art of living a balanced life. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Greg, and we're here to give you the benefit of our experiences in the fitness and bodybuilding industry, the corporate world, running a business, personal development, and building healthy relationships.
Whether you're sweating it out in the gym, hustling in your business, or seeking balance in your everyday life, you're in the right place.
So lace up those sneakers and grab that water bottle, and let's get ready to transform our minds, our bodies, and our lives. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fit Body Lifestyle and our Fusion Hacks. And we have a special guest today, Miss Adair LeBrec, IFBB Bikini Pro. And what are we going to talk about today?
And Fit Body Fusion Coach.
Fit Body Fusion Coach, sorry about that. And Adair LeBrec on Instagram. And Adair, I think we're going to talk about a very good topic today for you.
Yes. So, you know, today we kind of want to talk about a little bit of training and more specifically, you know, training with purpose. And, you know, there's a lot of different things out there, and especially in today's day and age with social media, and there's, you know, people posting, you should do this and you should do this. There's a lot of information, and sometimes it can become very overwhelming. So I think just knowing how to sort through that information and figuring out what your purpose in training is and how you can apply that information and use it for yourself to get the goal that you're wanting out of your training.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're doing this with your clients quite frequently, and you work with a range of different people that have different reasons that they're showing up. So I'm excited to hear, you know, what are some of the different reasons and how do you handle those, you know, those protocols differently?
Yeah. So, I mean, like when a client first comes to me, right, it's like, so are we wanting to compete? Are we lifestyle? Are we just starting out? Like, where are you in your fitness journey? Because if you're just starting out, you know, it's going to be very, very different than somebody that is competing and trying to go for their pro card. So that's kind of comes down to your main purpose of training. What are you trying to get out of it? What is your goal? Are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to build muscle? If you're trying to build muscle, are you trying to build everywhere? Are you specifically just trying to build your glutes, just trying to build your shoulders? Like, what is the purpose of the training is the first thing. So, you know, I always ask my clients, you know, like, what are your goals? What do you want to do? And then after that, it comes down to what can you do? What is realistic for you in your life? Because you need to set attainable goals at the same time. So you need to know, like, hey, I can only commit to the gym 3 days a week. That's cool. That's great. We'll make a program that's just 3 days a week. If you can commit 5 days, great. We'll do 5 days. But it needs to be something that works for you and your lifestyle. Otherwise, you're not going to follow through and you're not going to see the progress that you want. So kind of figuring out why you want to, like, where you want to go with it, what's realistic for you, and then kind of just deciding what you enjoy. So if you're a lifestyle client, you know, you don't have to be training like a bodybuilder if you don't enjoy it. If you do enjoy it, great. We can go in there and we can do certain exercises and, you know, do lifts and stuff like that. But if you're just lifestyle and you're wanting to lose weight, like, my mom loves those yoga fitness classes, but she hates going to the gym. And I mean, she's in great shape. Like, she is, I won't say her age, but she's older. And
well,
she
she's
looks,
older than you.
Yes, okay. Yes. Just by a few years. And she
that
looks
would be amazing
fantastic.
If she wasn't.
Yeah, and she looks great. And, you know, all she does is those fitness yoga classes because that's what she loves and that's what she can do and that's what's going to keep her on track. Whereas some people, you know, love going to the gym, they love lifting heavy, and that's great. But if you have a certain goal, then maybe that type of training isn't for you. If you're a competitor and, you know, you need to fit into the bikini criteria, you can't be going in there and, you know, just doing yoga classes. Like, that's not going to be conducive to your goal. So, you know, really figuring out what the main goal is at the end of the day, I think, is the first step in creating that training program.
I think we get asked this question all the time. I'm sure you do too. What's the best exercise I can do? What's the best routine? Everybody wants to focus on
the
best.
Get out of my head, I was thinking.
So, yeah, right? And because we talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. And what you just hit on, Adair, which I love this, is the best exercise is not, there's no, the question
not
of
one
the,
answer
right,
that's
the question of the
true.
Best exercise yeah. you can do is not the right question. The question is, what's the best exercise that you will do? Mm-hmm. And that really, I think you embodied that with your mom's story.
Yeah.
Because it's not what you can do, it's what will you do. I can design the best program for you in the world, but if you're not going to do it, it's just going to be on paper and nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then even a step further, like, what's the best exercise for you and your body? Because, you know, I have a lot of girls that come to me and they're like, well, like, what's, you know, how do I grow my glutes? Well, there's a million ways we can grow your glutes. There's a million different exercises out there. If you go on Instagram, there's somebody posting a new exercise every single day. But it's, what do you feel the best connection with? So, you know, with a lot of my clients, I want that back and forth. I want that feedback and the conversation of, okay, so these are the exercises I gave you. Which ones did you feel the connection on? Which ones do you enjoy and that you feel like you're getting benefit out of? And which ones are you like, something isn't clicking? Because one exercise can work really, really well for one person and horribly for another person. And then once you find that exercise, fine-tuning the exercise. So, you know, maybe you have to point your toes out slightly, or, you know, you need to adjust your shoulders a different way, but then somebody else needs to do the complete opposite to feel it in their glutes or whatever muscle group that they're trying to target. So it's really, it's not like exercise isn't one size fits all. It's finding what's best for you and your body. And that's also going to be changing over time. So as you develop more mind to muscle connection, you get more in tune with your body, you're going to be able to do different exercises that maybe you couldn't do a couple of years ago, and then experiment a little bit more with those.
I love that you kind of embodied all the pieces, because first of all, we need to make sure that we know what outcome do we want at the end of the day. Because like you said, if my outcome is just to stay healthy and feel good in my own body and all of that, then, you know, and I love the yoga classes, so I'm all for it and I'm not competing anymore. So that's actually, you know, an option that I like to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like group classes. I like the energy I get from the other people. When I was competing, then of course that was a different thing, because it needed to be very specialized, very focused on what I wanted in terms of that physique outcome, or what the judges wanted at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. With that physique outcome. And then also, you know, that piece of it, even if they're a lifestyle person, if they have a very specific goal, like they want to see a little bit more capped shoulder, or they want to see a certain aspect in their physique, then at that point, you're helping to guide them, but then also getting the feedback. Are you feeling this in that area? And it's really interesting, because I do think sometimes people don't want to voice that because they feel like, I need to just power through it no matter what. Mm-hmm. So I love that, you know, you asking for that feedback, because if you're not feeling it where you're supposed to be, then we need to either find you an exercise that will, mm-hmm. or make some adjustments to your form. So yeah. I know you do in person and you do remote. So how mm-hmm. would you do that? Obviously in person, you would be able to adjust them. How do you do it if you're working with a remote client?
So with remote, it's, you know, I get them to send me videos. Videos, but also videos from different angles, so I can see different things. So, you know, maybe I'll ask for a video straight from the side and then a video from the front or something like that. And we focus on certain exercises at a time, so it's not too overwhelming trying to, you know, get through a workout filming like six different videos and stuff like that. So we focus on one at a time so we can really nail it down and get the specifics of that exercise. And then it's a lot of the conversation, right? So, okay, when you were doing this exercise, where did you feel it the most? Were you feeling it at the very beginning? Were you feeling it at the end? Were you not feeling it at all? Like, just really having that open conversation. And that's why with the client, you need to be willing to voice. And a lot of people, like you said, I think are kind of scared because they're like, well, I think it means I'm not doing it right. But it doesn't mean that you're not doing it right. It just means that we haven't found the right approach for you and we need to try something different.
You're not doing it right for your body.
Yes.
For the way your body mechanics work. And,
exactly.
You know, it's so funny when we're talking about this training with purpose. We are all bought into the why, and get clear on your why for whether your lifestyle, whether you're a competitor. What's your why? Why are you doing this? And this is kind of a sub why, is that when you go into the gym, if I have bench press in my – program and I'm just bench pressing without understanding why I'm bench pressing and specifically what part of my body should I be feeling that in, then I could just go through the motions. And I see, we see that in the videos a lot. We have clients send us the videos, and there's a lot of people that you can just tell they're just going through the motions. It says 10 to 12 reps, and they're getting 10 to 12 reps, but there's no intention, there's no intentionality with, if that's a word, with the connection with, okay, this is the part of my body that I need to connect with in this movement.
Yeah, it's about working smarter, not harder, right? Like, you see a lot of, like, those people in the gym that are, let's say, hip thrusting five plates, and then they get off the machine and you're like, where are their glutes? Like, and it's because, you know, they're not connecting properly. And it's like, you could do so much more with less weight and, you know, prevent injuries and all that sort of stuff if you just were able to connect to your body better. And I lost my train of thought on that one.
So I love that you brought that up, and one of the things we've seen is even a tempo issue, you know.
That's what I was going to touch on. Yes, so go ahead and tell us. Yeah, I was going to say also just a lot of it is, you know, throwing the weights around. So like my feedback, if you ask a lot of my girls, the first thing I say is slow down. It down. And then they send me a video the next week and I'm like, even slower, like even slower. And, you know, it's like really getting to know the movement and feeling each part of it, you know. Where are you at the beginning of the movement, the middle of the movement, the end of the movement? What area of your body are you feeling it throughout the whole thing? And just really focusing on that. And I always kind of joke with people, it's like, at the end of my workouts, yes, my body's tired, but I'm mentally exhausted. Like, I'm taxed. Like, I need to go take a nap because I'm so mentally exhausted because I've been focusing so hard in my mind about the exercises the whole time. So I'm not exhausted because I'm just lifting heavy weights like, you know, maybe a power lifter would, but I'm really just focusing so, so intently on the exercise and my body during it.
You just destroyed the paradigm of I pick things up, I put things down. And you just made, and you're right, Adair, you're so right that lifting with purpose or training with purpose is as much mental as it is physical. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I mean, if there's a takeaway from this fusion hack, it's that.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question because I know we're running out of time. So what is your perspective on music while training? So music, podcast, other things. I mean, do you feel like for you personally and then for clients, do you have any kind of advice on that?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. Like me personally, I need music during cardio. That is like a non-negotiable for me. Otherwise, I cannot get my cardio done. I can't listen to podcasts because I feel like I can't focus properly. I'm distracted. You know, they're talking and then I'm thinking about the talking and then I'm not thinking about my body. So I usually do advise clients to stay away from podcasts when they're training. I know some people say they love it, but I can't see how you can focus specifically on the exercise in your body while also listening to somebody talking about something completely different. It's kind of, I don't see how it works. But I do like music because I find music tends to drown out the thoughts. You know, when you are having thoughts and like getting distracted by, oh, this person's over there doing that. You know, sometimes music can help kind of keep you in your zone when you're just head down focusing on that. But then there's also days, and especially when I'm learning a new exercise, I do silence. I'm like, I have my headphones in so nobody's talking to me.
I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, yes. Headphones are always in whether there's music on or not so that, you know, people think that they can't talk to me. But, you know, sometimes it's silence, especially when I'm trying to figure out a new exercise. That's a lot of the time when I'm not listening to anything is because I'm experimenting and I'm like, okay, well, if I do it this way, does it feel better? If I do it this way, does it feel better? And I'm kind of playing that like game with myself of trying to figure out the puzzle pieces to put them all together. So for that, I find I need a lot of concentration and even music can be distracting. But I do think music is a great tool when you are in the gym to kind of zone out some of those other thoughts or distractions and let you just focus on the exercise at hand.
I love that.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this fusion hack, we have train with purpose and we know why. Why am I going to the gym? What am I going to do? And what time do I have to do it in so that it fits? And also, what can I do, I think, was the other part that you talked about.
What do I want to get out of it?
And what do I want to get out of it? And then how am I going to go about it, right?
Yes.
Okay, and train smart, not hard.
Smarter, not harder.
All right. Thank you. Remember the three B's.
Slow.
That's right. Slow. What you think is slow may not be slow.
Even slower.
That's it's so funny how a four count appears different. Like four count should be a four count, not that's a one count. One, two, three, four. Oh, I did four. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. And remember the three B's: be good to yourself, be good to each other, and be safe.
Thank you for tuning in to Fit Body Lifestyle. We hope today's episode has left you feeling motivated and equipped to tackle your fitness goals, business challenges, and the daily dance of life. Remember to value progress over perfection. Life's tough enough alone. Find the chosen family around you to help you along the way.
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at FitBodyFusion.